This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Abortion rates have fallen another 5% in the last reporting year to 18%, according to the CDC. It reports what it calls large decreases in the total number, rate, and ratio of reported abortions from 2010 to 2011. Outreach, abstinence education, and pregnancy support may be reaching younger women whose rates are falling. However, women over 40 may be increasingly using abortion as a form of birth control, as the abortion rate is rising among older women. Yet another study shows abortion linked to high breast cancer risk. Researchers in China found factors such as older age at first live birth, the absence of breastfeeding, history of oral contraception, and increased numbers of abortion as increasing breast cancer risks. This is Life News Radio. The view, the accurate view of the human person changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. An abortionist who lives in California but travels to New Mexico recently gave an interview describing late-term abortions, seeking to explain why she performs abortions weeks after most states restrict the procedure. Susan Robinson tries to explain that these abortions are somehow what she calls a good parenting act. And over the holiday weekend, the New York Times also sought to justify abortion. It lauded what they called abortion entrepreneurs. Others might call them eugenicists, who pay travel expenses for abortions. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.